Hey Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. It's time for this week's edition of Buy or Sell. John, let's go ahead and jump right into the opinions that are out there about the team right now. This one comes from NFL.com, and they say that running back Bernard Pierce is about to take a substantial bite out of Ray Rice's workload this upcoming season.
I think I'm selling that. A bite, yes. Substantial bite, I'm not sure. Ray Rice, the way the season ended last year, the idea of having Pierce with a big load, it has gained a lot of momentum. I think it's a little premature to say that Ray Rice is going to be taking a substantial step back. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it. He's still the top game breaker on the team in a lot of respects. He was through the regular season last year. Hey, diddle diddle, let's not forget that, okay? So it does happen, and I still, he's the starter. I think you'll be getting 20 touches a game still. And, you know, maybe a little less, yes, but substantial, no.
Bernard Pierce came on really strong at the end of the season. What are your expectations for him this year?
I think you're going to see it worked last year, and I think you're going to see a little bit more incrementally. I think, who knows, in the long run, the way it's going, Bernard Pierce, I think, exceeded the Ravens' expectations. So there's definitely something great in the future there, I think, for Bernard. But in short term, I think a little more of what you saw last year.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next opinion, this one's from Pro Football Talk and deals with linebacker Rolando McClain. PFT says that Rolando McClain may not be worth the hassle. You buy or sell that?
I'm going to sell that. I think Rolando McClain, I think the Ravens, it appears they're going to keep him. And, I mean, that could change. Who knows? But, you know, they've made some comments about giving him a second chance. And I think they're just going to let it play out. I mean, certainly going to see. I think it's going to come down to whether or not he's a player on the field. I think they feel like they can get him in here, get him under control a little bit more, and you know, become the kind of guy that they're used to having around the locker room. It'll come down to football, I think, more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. All right, the third opinion, this one's from the Baltimore Sun, deals with another defensive guy, Arthur Jones. The Sun says that look out for Arthur Jones this year. He had a sack in the Super Bowl, kind of came on last year. What do you think? Buy or sell that?
I'm buying that. I think Arthur Jones, and I'm probably as guilty as anyone, I think a lot of us are, we've been talking about all these additions to the defensive front this year. They're all over the place. You know, Chris Canty, Marcus Spears, Brandon Williams. There's a lot of new blood on the defensive line. Arthur Jones had a very strong end of the year. He's athletic, he's active, and he's just improving, and he's driven. I think Arthur Jones will have a major place on this team next year.
And he's a restricted free agent, so he's playing in the final year of his contract.
Never to be underestimated. So, yeah, I think Arthur will have a major role.
All right, John Thill, thank you very much. Those are all the opinions that we have out there right now for the Ravens. But for all the coverage throughout the offseason, you know you can keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.